Episode 2761, Remember Who You Are.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day, rise and shine. It's a brand new day. It's a brand new week. It's time for you to get your hat on and say, you know what? This is the day that I am going to make happen. This is the day to be great again. Remember who you are. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Well, all I've got to say is, yes, I am so glad to be back. I have missed you all so much. It seems like it's been an eternity. My first time ever away having a daily podcast with you come holidays and pandemics and crazy life situations, and yet I still took time away for the first time in over 8 years. Amazing to me, but it was very striking to me personally, and so I appreciate that time. So there's lots of new things coming up around the corner. My mind is just reeling, but what I wanted to come with you at first is, you know how life is complicated, right? When it comes to moving forward and being stuck in your fears, we all live that every day. But regardless of your season, remember who you are. Whether you're leading yourself, your family, or your team, it's pivotal to know who you are. The problem, though, stems from all the feedback of the world, right? People, social media, accolades, and achievements can lead us astray from who we are becoming. And with that comes the challenge of leading in the way that supports your dreams, goals, and team outlook. Life was not made to be easy, but it can be simple. We just complicate it. You just have to remember, though, who you are regardless of circumstances, situations, or seasons of life. However, the struggle of being who you are becoming is real, and sometimes you get hung up on what you are supposed to be doing and are triggered by the shiny new objects that draw you away from your intended direction. Now, if it's a redirect, that's a unique conversation. But in reality, most of what you stray from is exactly what you are supposed to face. Yet, where does that leave you? Stranded or supported? As days move forward, you must recognize the intentional actions and remember who you are becoming. Who you are becoming is who you decide to show up as. You can be the jerk who doesn't have a clue and flies by the seat of her pants for your convenience, only to ostracize yourself from others and even your goals or dreams. Or you can allow yourself to be seen by the way you show up, the good, the bad, and the ugly. It's where self-control comes into play. Tune up your vulnerability. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Tune up your vulnerability. Brené Brown says this, vulnerability is about having the courage to show up and be seen. Are you showing up as you want to be seen? Or are you putting on that masquerade ball every single time your feet hit the floor every morning? And I'm asking you in regards to your family, in regards to your business, in regards to your community, your church, your life. It's everything. You can't compartmentalize who you are. Did you hear me? You cannot compartmentalize who you are. And that goes for men and women. But some of us, yes, men specifically, we can compartmentalize very easily. It's like, oh, we put on this hat and we walk out the door to go to work and we're this person. Then we come home expecting to what? Still be that person. And we forget that, wait a minute, it all goes together. And we as women, well, you know what? It's our nature to nurture. And so we tend to be more generous and kind-hearted. And sometimes that gets us into trouble. Not in a negative way. It's just maybe we're too giving of our time, too giving of ourselves. And that can get us into complicated situations. Vulnerability is about having the courage to show up and be seen. But at the same time, this is my rendition of it, is that you are determining how you show up and how you're seen. You get to decide that. If you as a leader in your life, both professional and personal, can't show up and be yourself, why are you doing what you're doing? Living a lie is exhausting. And yes, I think it's vital to call it out as it's seen, a lie. That masquerade ball, oh, this is who I am? Is it really? Now, if it is who you are, then it's not a masquerade ball, and that's wonderful. Celebrate that. But you, my friend, if you're living that lie, you are worth more than a lie. Stop duping yourself and get ready for reality check. Your reality reflects the truths, whether good or bad, giving you the opportunity to change what you don't like and maintain what you do like about who you are becoming. So are you going to continue that masquerade ball? Are you continuing to play dress up like you were when you were a little girl? And there's nothing wrong about that when you're little. But now, as a grown up, it's time to put your big girl panties on. And for men, I'm just going to say, you got to put your tidy whities on. I mean, come on, let's have some fun with this, but let's be serious too. Remember who you are. You got to tune up your vulnerability. You've got to say, I know who I am becoming. And no matter what the world says, no matter what social media is, no matter where I am in life, I know who I am and I'm staying what? True to myself. So number one, you need to embrace the truths. This is where you get gut-wrenching honest about who you are versus who you want to become. Now, most of us are always working to better ourselves, right? To become our best selfie. So you are going to have this vice versa, okay? So who you are right now in the present versus who you want to become. What does that look like? I've been there. I've done some major work. Do I still have work to do? Yes, I do. Do I still work on it? Yes, I do. Am I good at it all the time? No, I'm not. I fail. But you see, my vacation that I just recently took, yes, it was wonderful. Guess what? I tell you to take a break and I don't take one. How does that seem right? It doesn't. It doesn't make sense. So I did. I took a break. And I got to tell you, I really missed it. I really missed interacting with you on a daily basis. It truly is a part of me. And yes, I don't know. Maybe I have a lot to share. Maybe it doesn't matter. But what you do here, I want you to take it not just to your heart, but to your head. I want you to make the heart and head connection. And I want you to be gut-wrenching honest with who you are and who you are becoming. And I want you to look at it from a factual point of view, because you're going to have both positive and negative truths. So keep your feelings removed and in check. Therefore, when you do that, you'll have more of an honest approach to who you are becoming when you acknowledge and embrace the truths. Now, it's a hard thing to do. I was reflecting on this last week when I took a break and I stepped away from daily podcasting. And I realized, you know what? I really do enjoy this. It's a part of who I am. It's a part of my living legacy right now. Not that I'm not going to have it later on down the road. Yes, when I'm not here, but that's not what I'm living for. It's my now. That's why I got to create my now. You've got to create your now. So embrace your truths. Know what they are, good or bad. Look at them from a factual point of view. Don't emotionally attach yourself to them. Just say, okay, this is what it is. If you have an anger issue, if you have an organization issue, then own it and then say, okay, this is what I'm going to look at. Maybe you're really awesome at keeping things clean. Great. Celebrate that. But again, it's from a factual point of view. Embrace those truths. Number two, experiment with who you want to become. You get to figure out how the truths match up to who you want to become. You can create your now by making choices and decisions that support your efforts in all walks of life. Remember, it's not about compartmentalizing your life. It doesn't work that way. You've got to look at it from a holistic point of view. This is your life, so live who you want to be. Don't wait for the perfect day. It's never going to come. But you can be who you are becoming every day because what? You make a little tweak here and there. You're in a situation like, oh, I blew it there. But the next time around, you're going to be like, okay, I know how to handle myself. Yes. Experiment as you embrace those truths, good or bad. And then finally, number three, expose who you are becoming. This is where your actions and words match who you are becoming. You show up with a generous heart and a giving attitude if that's who you want to become. Or you can show up as the victim to what you can't have and be mean because you don't have it, right? You get to decide. That's the beauty of your story. Embrace, experiment, expose. It's your story and you get to write it every day with each step that you take. You've heard me say, my strength is my story. I look back on last week and I did a lot of heavy reflection along with playing with my family and enjoying my grandson and his first touch to the ocean. And every single time he saw something new, even though it had been repeated, I kid you not, hundreds of times, it was as if he saw it for the first time. That's living life on the edge of glory. That's saying, you know what? I have a purpose here. And I want to see that every single day. I want to see it new and refreshed. And I'm not always going to get things right, but I can still be the best person I can be at the moment that I'm in. And it's not about compartmentalizing my life. It's about seeing my life as a whole. I'm a whole person. You're either married or you're not. You either have children or you don't. Right now, maybe you're trying to get organized to get back into school and start another schedule and routine, and you're thinking, am I ever going to survive this month? You will. You got to be patient, though. And as you go through this new little kind of transition into a new season, because that's what it is, we start today. My son, our youngest, starts his last semester as a senior in high school. Yeah, talk about me being old. I'm feeling it. Not really. I actually feel very young for my age. And I have a lot still left to give. But for some reason, we look at every day as it passes as if, well, I'm losing out. Personally, it drives me crazy. If that's your story that you keep telling yourself, why? Reflect on that for a little bit. Why is it that you're seeing yourself as a victim? Or, gosh darn it, if I was just younger, I could start this. What's holding you back? Seriously, is it your fears? Are you stuck in them? Are you afraid to move forward because of them? Talk about a dichotomy. Talk about sitting here going, I don't know if I'm coming or if I'm going, because yeah, you're in limbo. But you don't have to be, because why? It's your story. My strength is my story. Repeat that to yourself every day. My strength is my story. How am I going to share it? Well, it's what? One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You're on an incredible journey, my friend. You're on a mission of greatness. And in that journey, you determine the steps you take by the actions and words that make it all come to life. It's who you are becoming. Remember who you are. So the challenge I have for you today is answer this question. Not necessarily to me, but you can have a conversation with me. I would love to listen to you. Where can you be more like who you are becoming? That's a hard one. Where can you be more like who you are becoming? Is it in organization? Is it your anger? Is it in your attitude? Is it in your positivity? You're just showing up as a negative Nancy, as some people say. And if your name is Nancy, I don't like that they do that, but they do, right? A Debbie Downer, I hate those, honestly. It drives me crazy. Just say it like it is. I'm a victim of being negative. I'm a victim of letting my anger take over me. I'm a victim. What is that for you? What is your challenge? Where can you be more like who you are becoming? What do you want to address? And don't try to do it all at the same time. You will bombard yourself. And then you'll be like, oh, I'm overwhelmed. And it will be hard to overcome. Hence, you're stuck again, trying to move forward, but stuck in your fears. Don't allow yourself to go there. You don't have to swim in the deep waters. There's a shallow end. And the shallow end can be very rewarding. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. So where can you be more like who you are becoming? But then the caution part of life is don't move too fast. Don't try to go and jump in the deep end. You might still need your life jacket. Keep the tempo that's right for you. Move at the speed that you need. It doesn't have to be fast. I would recommend it be steady. Work on it every single day. Remember, it's the one step, not the 20,000 steps. It's the one step that you're focused on. And then celebrate. With each step you take, encourage yourself by reflecting on where you started. I love looking at the weekend and taking that weekend to reflect back on my week. And I do a lot of this on Sundays. Some people say, well, is that because of your beliefs and, you know, you go to God in prayer and you ask Him? Partly. But a lot of it is just looking back, because Sunday is the start of my new week. Monday, I could see it as my business week, but not really. Every day is a new day. It's a new day to celebrate. It's a new day of change. It's a new day to challenge who I am becoming. And I would encourage you to do the same thing. Reflect on where you started. Don't go back 2 months unless if that's where you need to go. And sometimes you do. But initially, start with just a day or two before or the week before. And then celebrate. Say, oh my gosh, you know, this time I didn't jump down my husband's throat just because he made this one comment to me. Yeah, that's incredible. Maybe you got an email, some hate email from a customer. You know what? We all have those. It's part of business. Are they fun? No. Does it make you miserable for a moment? Yes. But that doesn't mean it's the end of the world. How did you handle it? If you handle it in a better way than you did a week ago, then great, celebrate that. As the days and nights pass, no matter the situation or struggle, remember who you are. Remember that God created you on purpose for a beautiful purpose that only you can fulfill. And you get that opportunity to do it every single waking day. When your feet hit the ground running, let your heart join too and your head be attached. Literally, to your heart. You got to connect them all, because one can't go without the other. And you're an incredible person. And I'm not just saying that because you need to hear it. We all need to hear it. But I'm saying it because I believe it for you. And maybe the season of life that you're going to be merging into, you don't know what it's going to look like. I get it. I'm looking at mine going, oh my goodness, I can't believe it's almost fall. Seriously? Pretty soon we're going to start singing Christmas songs. Actually, I sing Christmas songs all the time. My grandson loves them. We literally have a Christmas book that sings Christmas songs, and it is downstairs on my coffee table, readily available for him when he walks in the door. I don't ever put Christmas away. I don't want you ever to put yourself away. Remember who you are. Create your now. Go out, live, love, and impact. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. And welcome back. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.